With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Former Vice President Dick Cheney has died at the age of 84.
Cheney served as Vice President during both of George W. Bush's administrations and is viewed as one of the most influential and powerful number twos in White House history. Before becoming VP, Cheney had a long political career as a Republican in Washington, where he was a member of Congress, a White House Chief of Staff, and Secretary of Defense. His family says Cheney died Monday night due to complications of pneumonia and cardiac and vascular disease. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's election day for voters in New Jersey and Virginia, where they're choosing governors, and in New York City, there's a closely watched mayoral contest. President Trump, who says he is no fan of independent mayoral candidate Andrew Cuomo, has endorsed the former governor, saying that Democrat socialist Zohran Mamdani is actually a communist. Republican Curtis Sliwa hanging in there, although Mr. Trump says that a vote for him is actually a vote for Mamdani. Complying with the courts, the Trump administration will partially fund federal food aid, the SNAP program, despite the ongoing government shutdown.
Two federal judges ruled last week that the government was required to keep the program running, but both rulings gave the administration leeway to either pay for the program entirely or partially. The process of loading SNAP cards, which involves steps by state and federal government agencies and vendors, can take up to 2 weeks in some states. The average monthly benefit is usually about $190 per person. That amount will now be reduced. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Despite the surge of flight delays and cancellations caused by the government shutdown, Transportation Secretary Duffy says that air travel does remain safe. On Wall Street, the Dow down 383 points. This is SRN News. A warning about sports betting.
Betting on games has exploded in this country over the past 5 years, and college-age men are doing more of it than anybody else. Josh Hollinger, a professor of economics at Dort University, a Christian school in Iowa, is concerned. He tells the Gospel Coalition, quote, "I get the sense that it's quite common, even amongst Christian college students. When something is legalized and then is normalized by your peers, it feels safer to take part in." Michael Harrington reporting.
A lawsuit filed by three Dallas residents seeks to strike down dozens of city ordinances they say violate a law that prevents Texas cities from adopting liberal policies. The law, passed 2 years ago, made it illegal for cities and counties to enact statutes promoting the LGBT agenda and other ideologies if they violate state law. The Texas Public Policy Foundation says cities don't get to pick and choose which state laws they follow. This is SRN News. When it comes to the college hoops rosters, a $20.5 million salary cap feels more like a suggestion than a rule.
College basketball navigating a new financial landscape with schools allowed to pay players, but most of the money goes to college players. The 2025-26 season will reveal how financial dynamics affect basketball. Some players, like BYU recruit A.J. Dibansa, have secured very lucrative NIL deals. St. John's coach Rick Pitino has leveraged these opportunities, but the impact of third-party scrutiny remains to be seen. Jason Walker reporting.
Lower energy prices put a bit of a dent in the bottom line of the Saudi oil giant Aramco, reporting a profit of only $26.9 billion in the third quarter. More details, SRNNews.com.